This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now, we're often praised here on the radio by people who listen at home on their own, and they'll get in touch occasionally and say, you keep us great company on the radio, and it makes us feel good. But I tell you, you can go much further than any service that we can provide by getting involved in a project that Linda Robinson, Chief Executive of AGNI, is fully across. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Linda, this is Check-In and Chat. It's a volunteer system that seems to be based on like a phone-a-friend policy.
That's correct. And during the pandemic, you were very kind to give us some time on your show on a couple of occasions, really, to let people know that it had been set up to support people, particularly in phase one of the pandemic when we were all really having to stay at home and the impact on older people was fairly significant. And what we decided to do was really because we realised the impact it was making, that and it was making a difference, that we would keep the service in AGNI. So we've been able to continue it, and delighted that we're able to come back on and to share that with you this morning.
So if people want to get involved, how do they do it?
Well, there's two functions. First of all, it's if you would like to volunteer to support an older person who is and probably not able to get out. It may not, you know, now be because of isolation and shielding, but loneliness and isolation continues in terms of maybe a medical condition or just not feeling ready to come back out into the community. So we're looking for volunteers who will be able to come across that, and we match the volunteers based on interests. And it's really about friendship, and friendship matters to many in Northern Ireland. So it's important to stay in touch, particularly with our communities, and a phone call can make a difference. And we feel that there are people out there, a peer group or younger, who can support that programme. We also have a number of corporate partners who enable their staff to take an hour during the day and come and engage with this programme, because it's essentially a telephone call matched at a time that suits the person at home and the volunteer, and it's really just taking time to talk and it could be about the TV programmes, about the soaps, about what's on the radio. You know, it's like-minded interests, which is what we're trying to promote and to make sure people feel connected. So the two functions really are the volunteers, a really important role of that, and also perhaps some of your listeners feel that they would also benefit from a call because you have, I know, many regular listeners that are at home and maybe not able to get out as well.
I'm just visualising once more the person who would be on the receiving end of the call, who mightn't even qualify for a care package, just someone who's lonely, someone who's alone. And
they're
able to get through the day okay, but maybe they just haven't the confidence to go out and mingle. So they spend long periods of time in a house. And if you stop and hesitate for a second and listen to a ticking clock, and the tick-tock of a ticking clock can be a very lonely sound. So the phone ringing and someone being on the end of it, having a bit of crack with you, must be very welcome.
Oh, very much so. And, you know, for many of us, you know, we're sort of getting back out after a period of over 2.5 years of living under restrictions. But for many older people, or many people who have, as I say, maybe a medical condition, that hasn't changed. And, I mean, we have noticed that a number of people who would have engaged in our services outside their home still just aren't ready to come back out into the community again. And we've got to reach out because, you know, we don't want anyone left behind and to feel isolated and lonely. So if there are people who are are listening this morning, you know, we have a service there that can tap into your interests, match you with a volunteer who has like-minded interests. As I say, it could be about the soaps, it could be about the football, you know, it could be about gardening. And those conversations, just friendly conversations over the course of either morning or afternoon or an evening, whatever suits, can really make a difference to the day. And what people are telling us who experience the check-in and chat service is that the phone ringing, as you say, is a welcome change, and I'm looking forward to someone who they know will ring at a particular time, a particular day, and just sit maybe with a coffee, just go over what's happened, what they've heard in the news. Very informal, very relaxed, and particularly if you know, maybe those people are waiting on care packages, or maybe family don't live in Northern Ireland, they're abroad. You know, it's just that welcome of a phone call and a voice and talking to someone so important, and it can really make a difference in someone's life.
And just finally and briefly, if you indeed are someone who wants to volunteer, or you're a person listening to this programme at the moment who feels very lonely, alone, maybe just listening to the radio is cheering you up, or having the TV on occasionally, but the rest of the day you're on your own and you'd like to build up some form of communication on the phone with a volunteer, how do both those sections express an interest?
Yeah. Well, both of them, first of all, our telephone number, and that's 028-90-245-729. And that number will get you through to our reception, who will then you'll be aware of whether you want to volunteer or to be in receipt of the service. And then we will match you with someone who has a like-minded interest, because that's important. You know, you want to have someone you can at least have a bit of crack with and a conversation. And, you know, whether it be, you know, for some of the people it's about sport, others it's about gardening. So we want to make sure that that happens. And then what we said about is making sure that the time suits both people. So it's, you know, we've got other programs with many, many volunteer organizations do great work in terms of the good morning calls. These calls may be maybe in the afternoon or the evening and are set up for, you know, maybe a longer call just about general interests. And the end of it, we want to build, you know, friendships, and we want to build confidence and support in what we do. But there's one other number that might help people, and I'll leave that one, and that's 0808 808 7575. And that's also the advice service, because many of those people living at home, maybe waiting on care packages, may also need some help that we might be able to help with as well.
Okay, Linda, thank you very much indeed. Linda Robinson, Chief Executive of AgeNI. The numbers again are 02890, that's the Belfast number, and then it's 245729. 245729. And the other number is 0808 808 7575.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.